Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Colorado Town says women cannot go topless. The city council voted in Tuesday in Fort Collins to change city code regarding public nudity, but not to the extent that women may legally expose their breasts in parks and other public places. Here's what I'm not looking for. Creepy guys calling me to say, hell yeah, women should be able to go topless.
Well, I think this is a question really directed at women because I don't think women really want to walk around topless. I feel like it's just a select few group of hippie-ish women that want to walk around topless because guys are allowed to.
Right. I think, and I'm not saying this as a creepy guy, I'm saying this as a person who likes equality. If we guys are allowed to take off our shirts and display our disgusting, sloppy physiques shirtless, women should be granted the same privilege of being able to take off their shirt in public.
They should, but I don't think they want to take off their shirts in public. Nikki, do you have any desire to take off your top in public?
I do not. I like wearing a bra and a shirt in public.
You enjoy wearing a bra?
Yes.
You're imprisoning
in
your
public.
Breasts.
I very much would like to be in a bra in public.
But when you get home, you take it all off?
Yeah.
All right.
No, I mean, I wear a shirt, but I take my bra off.
Do you ever just let out a sigh of relief when you take it off?
No.
You really? You don't get home and you're like, oh
no!
Oh,
it's wearing a bra,
finally free.
It's not that bad wearing a bra,
right? But I would just think like you'd get home and it'd be like, oh, finally, I've let them.
No, I've never made that noise in my life.
Do you make that noise like when you wear a particularly constricting pair of underpants?
I really don't want you to ask me any more questions throughout the show.
Ladies, do you want the freedom to be able to go topless in public?
I don't think they do.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. You mentioned my Periscope last night?
No, yes.
Denise was on the Periscope last night, and I told her to call in the show today, and she would win bottle service for this Saturday night, the Penthouse Halloween Shindig hosted by Drew Argarabo. What is happening, Denise?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What'd you think of the cat cast last night, which was hijacked by one Seth Kushner?
I love your cat cast. It was even more special that Seth was on it.
Well, thank you very much. It is neat that he chose to take part in it. You are female and a very attractive one at that. She was on the Mike Calta cruise. Thank you. Do you find yourself wishing that you could go topless in public?
In public, no. But on a beach, yes.
Okay, but like beaches are public, so if you're on a beach, you think guys are allowed to take off their shirts and display their slovenly physique. Why shouldn't you be able to take off your top and display your ninnies?
Right.
All right. See,
wouldn't be a bad idea.
No, I mean, you're going to get some gawkers, of course. You're going to get some pervs who look at you. But
you have that anywhere.
Pretty much. They're going to do it in a bikini. They're going to do it topless. Well, thank you. Hold on 1 second. And we'll see you Saturday night where you and three of your friends will have VIP bottle service at the Penthouse Club for the Halloween shindig.
Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing indeed.
Are there any countries out there where clothes are optional or clothes are illegal?
Well, I don't think clothes are illegal in any countries, unfortunately.
Well, I'm going to start a country where clothes are illegal.
Brittany, it says you would like to go topless in public.
Yes.
All right. Tell us why.
I believe that we should have the same right as men. I think that's completely ridiculous that we do not. If we want to, then we should be able to.
Would you
wherever else?
Would you if you were granted the freedom to? Like if they said, all right, Tampa's passed an ordinance that says that if you're walking down the street, you can take off your top and just let them breathe.
Maybe not walking down the street, but like the last girl, I definitely would on a beach or maybe somewhere where it was really hot or had a reason. Yes, I would like the option.
All right.
Do you feel like you have something that the world needs to see?
No.
All right. What? Describe your physique to us.
About 150 pounds, 5'6", auburn hair.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you very much. We're done here. 727-579-1025. Carrie, it says you would not like to go topless in public.
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I would do it personally, but I would like the right to do so. My puppies need a bra, but I would be more than happy to have the right to be able to get out there and take my shirt off like everybody else.
Yeah, a hot day of doing yard work. You're out there, gardening and soybean. Just nice to rip off that shirt, right?
Yep, we take off the shirt, we snap off that bra, and yeah, I walk in the door with, bing, that thing is hitting walls, you know, all over the place because I can't wait to take it off. And yeah, it would be nice being outside in the yard doing some yard work and, you know, squirting yourself with the hose cooling off without having all the contraption around you.
Oh my God, I'm so turgid right now. What sound does it make, do you make when you take off your bra? Give me the
sounds I make? Yeah. I don't know what sound my bra makes, but I go, wah-ching, and
ching and ch-ch-ch.
Oh,
great.
Ching. Yeah, that's bouncing off corner beat and everything.
All right.
Yeah, I agree. I think that women should have the same right. You know, we have these mammies here for a reason. It shouldn't, you know, we should be able to do it. You have the same rights and do what we want.
Equality, you know, for our sisters. Thank you very much. You've been a great call, Carrie. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Wah-ching.
That's it.
What was that?
Colorado Town says women cannot go topless. They just changed city code regarding public nudity. But unfortunately for you ladies out there, not to the point where you may legally expose your breasts in parks and other public places.
If they did say, hey, Florida, ladies, you don't have to wear shirts anymore, what percentage of women would walk around without shirts? I'm guessing probably 0.001% of women.
It'd be very low.
And the women who would want to do it would not be the women who you would want to do it, if you're following me.
I think everybody should have to wear a shirt.
What's up, Chantel? I agree. Like, dudes should not be able to take off their shirts in public.
No, no, no.
What's up, Chantel?
Hi. I was just calling because I do agree that if we were conditioned to think that it's okay for women to have their shirts off from the beginning, then we would feel comfortable with doing it. But since it's been not looked upon in society as women not wearing their shirts or women wearing their shirts and women wearing bras, that everyone feels that way. I mean, I would like to go shirtless at a beach, like another caller had stated before, but since we're all conditioned to think that women should cover up, that's how we are.
We have sexualized your breasts, haven't we?
We can't handle breasts.
Exactly. Exactly.
Shame on us for sexualizing your breasts. They're merely milk makers.
That's just how it is, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. So you wouldn't take off your shirt in public if you were able to?
If I was able to, as if it was a normal thing, I probably would. But since it's not really considered normal,
right,
I don't.
What sort of outdoor activity would you enjoy the most, topless?
Most likely swimming at the beach and things like that. And I mean, if it was normal, then I would do it all the time, like, you know, nature walks and things like that, probably.
Nature walks.
What sound do you make when you take your bra off at the end of a long day?
A deep sigh, probably.
Let's hear it, please.
Oh!
I can't do that, Drew.
No, just imagine you're taking your bra off, take yourself to that place in your head, and then tell us what it sounds like. That's not a very deep sigh. That was like a...
It's really not.
It's like I got a splinter out of my finger. Yeah, I want to hear like
pretty much. It's like that. It's like a splinter that you have on most of the day.
Oh, no.
A bra is a splinter. All right. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful. 727-579-1025. Tracy, would you go topless if it were legal for women to do so?
No. First of all, you have to leave something to the imagination for men or women, whatever you choose.
That's what the ass is for.
It's not comfortable to run around with your boobies hanging out. It hurts.
What hurts about it?
When you're running. I mean, I'm not big-breasted, so I can't imagine bigger-breasted women. I'm, you know, fairly small. But when you're running around and they're flopping all over the place, it's not very comfortable. So I wear a bra all the time. I wear a bra to bed. I wear a bra all the time.
Wait, you wear a bra to bed?
Wow.
Yes, all the time. I think I look sexier in a bra than it, you know, pumps them up and, you know, they look really cute. So I love bras.
Yeah, but that's not real.
Yeah, it's not what?
It's not real.
Yeah, we want to see you in your natural state.
Yeah, you're putting on a charade. Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, I show them at some point, but, you know, when I'm walking around with a shirt on, it's more comfortable to have a bra on and have them all be in the spots they're supposed to be.
So your bra is not like wearing a splinter all day?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your bra insight. This dude just tweeted, so that Carrie whipping cha-cha-cha-cha didn't notice until I heard her accent that it was my mom. That had to be an awkward phone call for him to hear.
Is he joking or are you serious?
I don't think anybody would joke about something like that. Fort Collins, Colorado says women cannot go topless despite the movement to allow women to go topless in public. Tammy, what do you think?
I say I would not. I happen to be a big chested, and I would definitely not. It would hurt too much.
Yeah,
and plus my knees would get a little bruised from the bouncing around, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I do know what you mean.
Her knees?
Her knees. How big are those hoots?
Double D.
Double D. So it really, when you're doing physical activity, you need the bra to kind of hold them in.
Absolutely. Something tight.
Well, what?
Not necessarily a regular everyday bra. If you're doing sports, you got to have something pretty tight to hold them puppies up.
What if instead of a bra, you had a man assistant who would follow you around, like myself, and hold your boobs in place?
That's what I have my husband for.
Yeah, he's not doing a very good job. Could you please describe the sound that it makes when you get home from a hard day at work, you whip off that size double D bra? What sound of relief do you make when you finally get to free the ninnies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she turns into the Kool-Aid man. Bust down a door with a red pitcher. Oh, yeah. What's up, Jackie?
Hi. I have amazing breasts, and I would love to walk around with them out.
Amazing breasts.
Amazing. What makes them so amazing?
I have beautiful nipples. They're nice and round. I'm 46, and they're in great shape, and I'm damn proud of it.
You should be. Put your pants on.
What? Oh, sorry.
So if
when you put a bra on it, it's weird to me. It seems very unnatural. And I've actually given up a normal bra, and now I only wear very thin, stocking-ish little underbras.
Wait, will you put your pants on?
I'm sorry. Tell her to stop talking.
I can't do that. It's her job to keep talking. It's yours, too. So if Tampa City Council passed a regulation, hey, women can now be topless in public, you would love that.
I would move from Lakeland to Tampa, yes.
Oh, my God. What sound?
I love it.
What size breasts are we talking about here?
I'm a good full 36D.
Good full 36D. And after a hard day of work, you've had those boobs constricted all day by the imprisonment of a bra. When you rip off that brassiere and let those boobs go, what sound do you make, my dear?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, that feels so good.
Oh! Wow, that was... I got to give you something. Hold on one second. We got to give her a prize for that. Give her whatever she wants. I don't care. Give her anything. Give her my credit card numbers and tell her to keep calling. That's the best call we're possibly going to get.
Very interesting.
A 46-year-old with perfect nipples.
Wow.
See, so we're right. A lot of women don't want to walk around without their tops on.
I think they don't want to wear the bra, and they would like to walk around topless, but we can't handle it because we've sexualized the breasts so much. So guys would flip out.
Right. We'd have our head on a swivel.
Yeah.
I don't think we've sexualized the breasts at all. I think it's just we're just programmed to love them so much.
Programmed by whom?
Programmed by, you know, whoever programs us.
to love breasts.
We're born like that. You like women, right?
Yeah, okay. I like them a lot.
Well, what do you like about them?
They're boobs.
All right, now.
Give them to me.
Tired of paying to see them.
'Wha'd it do, my peeps? Welcome to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. Enjoy.
We've got Tom DeLong still on the line with us. Appreciate you hanging in there. Tom, Seth's got a question for you.
Tom, now at the Blink show when I was there and I was sitting in the second row and there was a mom, I could see her in front of me because she was knocking, making sure that nobody was standing in the way of her kids. And you guys are up on stage and I love when you guys banter. And you said something about having sex with Mark's father, something maybe having sex with a dog. And she just looks at her kids, gives them a death glare like, I can't believe you brought me here. Do you ever hear from any parents or something after a concert? Do you ever hear any complaints from somebody that probably should not have been at your concert in the first place?
Well, I'm going to hear complaints. I'm thinking of a lot of things right now. One is how I'm going to parlay sex with dogs into the Angels and Airwaves science fiction film conversation. That was the first thing that went through my head. The second thing was, I wonder what that joke was. That was probably a pretty good joke if I thought it was worth talking about sex with dogs in front of that many people. And then the third thing that went through my head was, yes, I've seen a lot of parents stand up and just drag their kids out on the first song. But now those kids, most of them are adults now, but you still, what you're seeing is a lot of people kind of that might not have seen the band a long time ago, and they might want to bring like their friend's kid or the neighbor's kid or their own or something, and then they kind of get a rude awakening. there's a lot of pieces to my puzzle, ladies and gentlemen over there.
Lad, make no mistake about it. He's a very complex individual.
I'm a very complex individual. You know what I found out, though, is those sex with dog jokes don't really work with Angels and Airwaves. And the irony is Angels and Airwaves is really silly and funny offstage, but super serious onstage. And then Blink is really silly onstage, but all serious off. So it's kind of funny. You would think that, that you know, with the way we act in Angels and Airwaves, you would think those dog jokes would make themselves on stage more. Thank God they don't, because I'd be talking about, like, you know, human connection and consciousness and all these new age ideas, and then I would say something stupid like I normally do.
We've got Tom DeLonge and David Kennedy from Angels and Airwaves. Love Part 1 and Part 2 is in stores now. The website strangetimes.com, Tom, talk to us about that.
So our idea was kind of like, okay, let's create a new site that that has a bunch of topics on it that are loosely associated with the themes within the band. Not all of them, but they're kind of alternative headlines, conspiracies and UFOs, ghosts, and technology and military-industrial complex, kind of.
Really light stuff.
Really light stuff. Really it's just light, interesting stuff. But the whole thing is that this band has created a really rich world of thinking much larger than yourself. And so strangetimes.com, if you're interested in either the world coming to an end, or the new Apple phone, or the UFO that shut down the airport in Hong Kong for 45 minutes, or the hair samples taken from a Sasquatch's head.
Yes.
It's all there for
I
you.
I am very interested in all of those.
What about the Loch Ness Monster? Do you guys believe in the Loch Ness, Nessie?
There's actually a story on Strange Times right now. I saw it last night about the Loch Ness. There's a Loch Ness from Canada that they have on video, and I didn't get to watch the video because I only have this iPad with me. It doesn't play Flash. I guess it was coming off in Flash. But so I haven't seen the video yet, but it is on there. But strangetimes.com, I'm telling you, it's like you will be addicted to that thing. I used to read like 30 to 40 different creepy like conspiracy sites. Now I only read our own. And it's run by Matt, our bass player, does an incredible job on that thing. And we are going to expand Strange Times in the future to possibly much more interesting forms of media.
Ooh, that's a hell of a tease you just gave us right there.
I know. And my voice gets deep on the microphone.
It does. I've noticed that you get a little hushed and subdued when you're going to tease something.
Do you know I'm in the nude?
I was imagining you that way. I kind of hope it's true. Well, that was an awkward way to end this interview.
Yeah, it was
great.
Quite a tease there.
buy our record and buy our movie. No, just check it out. Go to Apple. Go to apple.com/trailers. Check out the Love trailer. Just type in Love, Angels and Airwaves. And you can go to iTunes and check out the music. And we appreciate you letting us talk about it here.
Oh, man, we appreciate your time very much, guys. Are you now, Tom, do you have your own Twitter, and do you run it, or is it some publicist that pretends to be Tom DeLonge?
No, well, we have, you know what, actually in January of this year, we started an Angels and Airwaves company that works specifically for the band. And those groups of fine individuals have been manning the Twitter operations and Facebook. They actually, you know what they did? They took me off the Angels and Airwaves Facebook. They literally cut, they won't let me post.
Well, there is a good reason for it. It's because you're so manic. Like, you'll get a little piece of information, everyone will sit around a table and go, okay, we're going to, we know this, but we can't say it till next week. And Tom's like, okay, sweet. And then as soon as he walks out of the room, he posts it on Facebook. It's like literally, like he just forgets. He just does exactly whatever he wants. So there was a vote.
I'm a mover
and the vote
and a shaker.
Was to delete you as an admin on the Facebook.
And I want you guys to know
he was so bummed. Dude, I tried to actually post and realize that he can't even log on to his own Facebook page.
That's a damn shame.
I know.
But it's just for now. Everyone's got to understand it.
Emancipate Tom.
He just can't be in
you guys,
control.
Listen, the lack of respect in this.
No, it is. There's respect.
It's alarming.
They're you know what? They think they're protecting me. They think they're protecting you guys. But all that's happening is these incredible great dots that go through my mind. I'm not able to put them up and for the whole world to see all the time.
Well, you've got our hotline number now, Tom. Anytime you need to share those thoughts with the public, you just call us and we'll get it out there for you. We will be your disseminators, if you will.
Disseminator?
Actually,
I'm going to have to Google that word.
Disseminator?
I was going to say disseminator, but I thought that would be a bit childish, and then I forgot who I was talking to here.
Grow up, you guys. Come on.
You guys.
And I could tell you about that, but we do not have the time. Sorry.
Well, maybe next time we talk then.
Okay. That sounds good. I'll have my notes.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Be well, guys. Gentlemen. Thank you.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.